Saturday, January 21st, KTWH volunteers Jane Timke and Fran Callaher visited, for the first time for each of them, the Bear Grease Cub Run at the Lakeview Golf Course in Two Harbors. It consisted of two races, a two-mile race for kids up to 14 years old. They had the choice of having either two dogs or three dogs in their team, and that was followed by a quarter-mile race of really small kids down to 2 or 3 years old racing the quarter-mile track. At times, it was a little like herding cats to keep the dogs on the track on the quarter-mile run. But much fun was had by all, and we'll hear some recordings made on the scene with Jane Timke.
Hi, I'm just wondering, we're from KTWH Community Radio right here in Two Harbors. Is someone from your family going to participate in the run today?
Yeah, I have my son Aiden. He'll be 7 next month.
He's 7?
He will be.
Okay, yeah. And are they his dogs? Is it your team?
Oh, they're my dogs that he's running, but yeah.
Fun. Have you done this before?
This is my first time at the Kids Bear Grease. We actually just moved from Colorado not too long ago, so this is a new experience for us, but we're looking to meet some people and have some fun.
Sounds like a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Sure. Bye-bye. Okay, can you tell me what point they're at in the race?
Well, they haven't started yet. And this is the older group, so I'm not sure how old they have to be, but it's a two-mile race.
Two-mile race, and none of them look very old. 4 to 14?
I think so.
Yeah. From what I hear, the dogs are raring to go.
Well, that's how it always is. I think they're getting ready to start.
Oh. First team out is at the chute. Okay.
Haley Gottfried is on the line. Kaylee's biography reads, sled dogs have been a part of Kaylee's life since they were a baby and went on their first ride with Grandma. Kaylee's first race was the dog days of winter when she was only 4 years old. They love helping the dogs and running them, but snuggling is the best. Kaylee is 9 years old.
There's a good crowd here. Three dogs are ready to go in 30 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, mush.
They're off. Oh my gosh, those dogs are raring to go. Oh boy. Hi, who am I talking to here? You sound like you've got the inside picture.
This is Terry Hucredi. I'm the trail boss for this race. We lay out the course and get everything safe and ready for the kids to have this fun day.
So, Terry, it seems like do they all have three dogs? Or is
no, it's up to them whether they have two or three, and some of that has to do with the weight of the musher, the ability of the musher. They're allowed to have either one of the two or three. That's their call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how many teams are in this 2 miles?
20. Ooh, 20, wow. And there's 9 in the short race. We have a shorter race coming up for the inexperienced, really, rookies, so they get them a feel of being on the sled, and most of them are from musher families, so it's not a big deal.
Are these the really little kids? Or
yes.
Have we already run the little toddlers?
The little toddlers are come at the end.
Okay.
So they just run right over in this field here, a quarter-mile course.
Oh,
so
that's
going to
be fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. Everybody's having fun. We got a great day for it. We've got great community sponsorship with Lovin' Lake County and the News Herald. So it's we're happy to be having it. And, the city, the golf course, the curling club, everybody cooperated to enable us to have this fun event. So. Okay.
Terry, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Good talking with you.
Come see us at the big race next Sunday.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi. And, you're Jen Frecken?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you've got lots of family members involved.
Absolutely,
today.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, having a lot of fun.
And you're one of the organizer of this part?
I don't organize it too much. I'm a vet kind of for event, but we have a lot of kids running for sure. My mother helps organize it a lot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So which generation, because there's generations of Freckings on the trail.
Yes. Yeah. So my husband and I both run the John Bear Grease Marathon, and my kids have been doing the Cub Run, and now Elena is moving up into the Bear Grease 40, and I'm sure she'll be doing the 120 next year.
Yeah. Right. There was an article about her in one of the papers.
Yep.
12 years old.
Yes, she is.
Great.
So the little kids are going to be coming up. Are they going to be riding with parents? Kind of like
a little? They can if they're really little kids and they want to parent with them, they can. Otherwise, it's just a nice simple loop right here in the field where we'll have volunteers out to catch them if they need to be caught, etc.
And what are the age range of the little ones coming up?
The youngest ones, I think, have been 2 or 3. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Nicole ran it when she was 3. She did great. I think, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. No, it's really good to meet you here.
Nice to meet you, too. And thanks for coming out to the Cub Run. It's fun to enjoy the kids and the dogs in winter and just pretty exciting.
Yeah, time for both of us.
Yeah, that's thank
great.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Hi, I'm Jane from KTWH, and we're just trying to get some good, accurate information about what's going on. What's happening right now at this point?
If you want accurate information, I'm not sure I'm the guy to come to.
Well, accurate wasn't the right word. Experience!
Oh, there you go. I can do that. I can do experience.
Yeah. What is your name?
Blake Frecking.
Thank you. Yeah.
So this is the Bear Grease Cub Run. Mm-hmm. So it's a race set up along with the Bear Grease, and it's for kids ages 14 and under, and it's a two or three dog race depending on what the kids are comfortable with, and it's just a fun event. It's the weekend before Bear Grease, obviously, so you know it's time that's just dedicated to the kid. It's just a fun event. They're having fun. It's just a fun event.
It's really a fun scene out here on the golf course.
Frecking, of course, is a well-known name in dog sledding. How many family members do you have involved in all the races?
So my wife and I are running the longer races, and then the two kids are running shorter races. So this is the first year our 12-year-old Elena will be running the 40-mile Bear Grease. So
yeah,
it's definitely a family affair now.
Right. I thought there were a couple more Freckings in this in the Cub Run, the 2-mile.
We had a bunch of teams, not all us, but we had other friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Frecking dogs maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Okay. Frecking dogs.
it's a
great weekend, and it's all about the kids. You know, they're kind of the center of attention, which is fun. And it's a tough sport because we're out on the trail all the time, and it's fun to have some time dedicated just to them. So this year specifically, we had 27 entries. So, you know, seeing this kind of group and this many kids in the younger ages getting involved in the sport is really, I just find it to be encouraging to see, you know, the youth, you know, getting into this kind of sport. So.
27 just in the Cub Run?
Yes.
On both levels together.
Yep, yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care.
And now we're going to start, of course, with the little kids. We've got the last of the 2-mile marshes out, and now we've got 8 little bitty ones that will run a short quarter-mile loop with their 1 or 2 dogs. The youngest one in the race today is a 2-year-old, so we're going to get ready for a lot of little cute mushers here.
I'm looking forward to seeing the size of the sled that 2-year-old is running.
Well, you know, it's very funny when you get these little wee kids. They can barely see over the brush bow. And sometimes what in front of the kid, you know, if you have a 2 or 3-year-old kid, you got a dog out there that's double digits and knows exactly what they're supposed to do. And those dogs will take care of those human pups very nicely, very, very often. It doesn't always work that well, but very, very often you see that dog is very wise indeed. In fact, a few years ago, I had a funny incident where a little tiny kid who was kind of reluctant, she was a little, it was a very cold day, and one old dog with the graying muzzle out there, and the parents are trying to get them to go. And the dog kept turning around and looking at the parents like, do you really want me to do this? And finally, we declared her a finisher and let them come in because they really never left the line. But I'll always think of that dog as maybe being the wisest one there at the moment.
I have a question. How does the dog know where to go? I mean, is it just they take off and for us?
There is a trail. Of course, I've watched this trail. It would be nice if we had a very defined bermed trail. We don't often get that, especially down this close to the lake. So one of the reasons we send the sled out on that ceremonial run that we did is it puts down scent, and the dogs will follow a scent trail. So, once you get that, and of course, Blake has good control of his team, the trail is marked, but he can direct them and get them. Well, once he's got that trail basically marked with scent, The dogs are very apt to follow.
Okay, right. Thanks for that. Okay.
Great. So many greats. I can't keep track of John Bear Grease. Uh-huh. On a ceremonial run, which is kind of like what we do with the Big Bear Grease, where number one musher counted out is the spirit of John Bear Grease, right? So here we do what we start our run with some Bear Grease family members, which is very cool.
Did you say your name again? I think we might have missed it right at the beginning.
My name is Liz Buza, and I've got a couple of grandkids in the race here today. Nicole and Eleanor are my grandchildren.
Have you raced?
Years ago, yes, I did. So I've got a husky a long time ago when I was 15 years old. My father bought me a dog for my Christmas present as a 15-year-old. So all this, I got to blame on him, you know?
It's in your blood.
Yeah, I guess. But I was a kid in the city of Boston. So it wasn't exactly the best, but there was a very old dog sled organization, New England Sled Dog, which was formed in like 1924, one of the oldest sled giving organizations in the country, especially outside of Alaska. So yeah, I met up with people there and started raising dogs out east. So a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun to get the kids outside, and I love the camaraderie. In the beginning, when trucks are pulling in, you have, you know, some of the kids are already here, and they look and they see, oh, here comes so-and-so. And we got kids jumping up and down to see their competitors coming, because they're competitors, but they're friends. And Jen, my daughter, did junior races years ago. She's racing against the same kids now growing up, Ryan Anderson, who won the Bear Grease last year. Jen and Ryan were competitors at the junior level years ago. So they're friends, and it's a great thing. So I'm hoping we're getting some lifetime friendships built right here today, as well as having a great time.
Just the mix of generations here, it's really impressive.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, all thanks to the dogs, you know. They do a lot, don't they, for us? Get us out and enjoying winter. Yeah, bringing
everybody
together.
Exactly right.
Well, I'm good.
Thank you so much for your comments. It was really nice meeting you and getting your insights.